what do you see as the main challenges and opportunities for providing health services for children between 5 and 19?
For me, I think the key challenges are around our small workforce. And although we have a small workforce, I think we've got some opportunity there to capitalise on their creativity and their use of innovation to improve access to children and young people.
I would agree around access. I think there are huge challenges around access on opportunities to improve that access, not just looking at the school setting, but being creative in that, but building on the passion that the school nurses have and their unique contribution.
How do we ensure that services meet the needs of children and young people?
I think for me it's about listening to the voice of children and young people and making sure that we actually act on what they tell us and make sure services respond to their need. And we've got a real opportunity through the National Review of the Your Welcome Quality Criteria and making sure that that's now fit for purpose in this new modern age.
The voice of the young person is absolutely central to everything that we do, and clearly the services are for young people, so they must be young people friendly.
How can school nurses be champions for the services they provide?
I think it's important that school nurses really take up the challenge to be the leader of public health for children aged 5 to 19, and that they use their specialist skills to be able to negotiate, communicate and advocate on behalf of children.
How are we equipping school nurses with the challenge of taking on this role of leadership?
All Our Health, a Call to Action, looks at the mobilisation of health and care professionals to improve the population's health. School nurses in particular can help to create a social movement for health, being advocates for children and young people. There are many resources that school nurses can access to support them in doing so.